Uh-huh. And then there's toe sacks that go. Feed comes in.
Yeah.
Cotton seed and all that kit.
Uh-huh. And they'd call it cloth sack.
Yeah, cloth sack.
Okay. Get that down too. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and it's about that high and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Organ.
Mouth organ.
Okay.
Which is right near him.
Huh?
He says harp, I said mouth.
They're both right, because they both mean the same thing. But see, we're not interested in what people say is right and wrong in these things. We're just interested in what you ordinarily say. Did you really?
Yeah.
I tried once, but I never had any.
I had one here about 3 years ago. After I come back from the hospital, I sat around here and blowed around on it. I give it to the young ones, they told it up. I got a bunch of grandchildren.
Let's see, what do you call another kind of musical instrument that's metal and it's shaped like that and you hold
it? Juice harp.
Okay. What do you call something that children play on that it's made with a long board like that and it's balanced in the middle and one sits on one end, one sits on the other and they go like that?
Seesaw.
Seesaw or ride a horse.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
That's a stop golden ground and a plank put on it and a whole board in it. One get on one end, the other and the other go around. You know?
Now, and what would you call it?
Flying Jenny.
Flying Jenny, okay.
That's what it's called. It.
Okay. Did you used to play on one when you were a kid?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that you used to sharpen a knife with?
Wet rock.
Okay. Now, let's see. Would you describe some different kinds of wood fences that people used to use around here or still use?
You mean wood fences?
Uh-huh.
They used oak rails.
Okay.
And chestnut rails.
Okay.
Pine rails.
And they've been using pine rails.
Okay.
Locust stakes.
Well, now how would these fences be made?
Well, some of them's nailed up, and some of them's laid this way. One rail this way, and come climb on around, just go around.
So like this?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that would be a rail fence,
yes,
then?
Ma'am.
And what about the one that uses the locust stakes? What?
That's wire.
Okay.
Put the wire on the locust stakes.
Okay. And can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences that are used or used to be used around here?
No, that's all I know anything about oak and chestnut.
Well, now,
and they use pine, and they've been using some pine on, but that's plank fence.
Now, what would a plank fence look like?
Rail.
It'd
be the same thing as a rail fence?
Six-inch boards nailed on posters. About, you've seen these.
You mean just straight up and down? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
One like that. About that much crack between them.
Okay.
That's what we call a plank fence.
All right. Now, would that be all right as a plank fence?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what about a kind that has a little point up at the top that's sometimes around a garden or a house? Do you all have
palings.
Any around
here? Palings.
Are there any around here?
Not now. Used to be. Uh-huh.
We call them garden palings.
Garden palings?
Garden palings.
Okay. Now, can rail fences be built differently, or are all rail fences built pretty much alike?
They can build different.
Now,
they can lay them like I told you. They can put them on those posts, lay them up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just like you build plank.
Okay. Let's see. If too many people are spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet.
What do you call low ground in a river valley where some crops might be planted?